Opportunity be knocking. You better let a motherfucker in.
Yeah, man. Kiss my mother on the cheek. Tell her that
I love her. You ain't got to worry about a thing. I've been drinking all day.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. I've been day drinking.
Money draft. I was fucked up the other night, and I read the Wikipedia article for Howard Johnson's. Because I was like, man, I remember growing up, like, there were Howard Johnson's everywhere. And eventually, they all disappeared. Like, I need to, like, read the story of Howard Johnson and the man and the decline of his business. Money draft.
At fucking B-dubs this afternoon, so I started.
Aw, you were day drinking at B-dubs.
Hey, Joey D had a gift card, dog. He paid
for Joey D had a gift card.
Yeah, that's why you go to fucking B-dubs. That's excusable. Fuck you, dog.
Oh, man.
You act like they never had a gift card before.
Maybe.
What you know about that gift card life?
I once got a gift card to Hermes. Like, that was the only one, though.
Bullshit, man. You got all kinds of fucking gift cards.
Was it like, let me get
games, acting like you ain't never seen a gift card.
Was it $200?
Nah, dog.
Yeah.
It was like a realistic amount.
Yeah, it's probably the minimum for that place otherwise.
B-dubs. Like, here you go.
We're talking about a gift card to Hermes, not to B-dubs.
Because otherwise, all you're getting is a tie. It's like, do you want a tie with $100? All right, you can get a tie, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, you can get a tie and, like, maybe a pocket square.
Money draft. Buddy, we're here for Money Draft 30, episode 30 at long last. Yeah, actually, it's like 34 at this point because we had a misfire, not a misfire per se, but we just chose to. The episode wasn't transcended enough.
Yeah.
It also had zero magic content. Not that's necessarily a game stopper, but anyway, it's me, JR. Time Elemental, as always, here with my good buddy. You may know him as a Hearthstone streaming personality, Slick Jagger.
What's going on? I still do a magic draft once in a blue moon, but been really focused on Hearthstone.
And, of course, in rare form, if you thought he was drunk on the Chromanicore episode, you haven't seen anything. Brainstorm Brewery co-founder.
Mr. I was Jason. Not a co-founder. I joined late. I'm the new guy.
Okay, so that was just
Brainstorm Brewery.
That was just,
I'm a fucking Money Draft co-founder. Do you wanna give that accolade? That's fine. I co-founded Money Draft. Boom. You're welcome.
I was just going off your Twitter bio. Maybe I misread it, or maybe it was.
Yeah, maybe you misread it, because my Twitter bio says, "Writer for MTG Price and Gathering Magic, co-founder of Brainstorm Brewery, main host of Money Draft." That doesn't mean I actually co-founded Brainstorm Brewery.
Okay.
That doesn't
exactly.
mean shit. That's just what I said. Are you gonna take my word for it?
Exactly.
I've been day drinking.
You know what? You should change your Twitter handle, your Twitter bio to. Is a Big Timers lyric that I believe the lyric is neighborhood pickle slinger, pain bringer, super sick, big dick, nasty ass rap singer.
You know what? That's better. That's better than what I got.
That's what I'm saying.
Who gives a fuck that I write for Gathering Magic? No one reads fucking EDH articles. Who gives a shit? Nobody reads my fucking finance articles on MTG Price. No one gives any dicks, but you know what? As soon as I'm a fucking pickle slinger, big dick rap singer, everyone's like, oh shit, I gotta fucking follow this cocksucker on Twitter.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah. That's a good fucking point, man.
I'm just, you know, I'm feeling...
You're here to give guidance, and I appreciate that shit. You know, cocksucks, if you're not in the know, I'm fucking Jason E. Alt on Twitter, motherfuckers. I write all kinds of articles. I write for MTG Price. I write for fucking Gathering Magic. I'm the fucking co-founder of Money Draft. And I'm all about that Brainstorm Brewery shit. And if you don't know who I am, why the fuck are you listening to my podcast? Is this your first episode? What are you even thinking? Tuning in episode like fucking 35 or some shit. What are you doing? What are you doing with your life?
you forgot to say you have more followers than the two of us combined.
I got more followers than these two motherfuckers combined. Thanks for pointing that out.
JR checks the numbers every day.
I mean, I should. Yeah. My number is 3243 up in the 616, motherfuckers. Yeah, that's my area code. No, I'm in the 269. I don't even know. 616 is Grand Rapids, Michigan now. I don't even know about my area code because I'm not, like, Detroit people care about that shit. I don't care. Yeah, I'm in the 269, motherfuckers. 3243, represent.
Oh, my God. Do we have any magic content for this episode?
No. Nothing happened this week.
Wait, you know what happened? Hold on.
There was a legacy GP with, like, 32 brainstorms, and everyone's like, oh, no, 32 brainstorms.
Why is that
and
a
that
surprise?
Was literally all that happened this whole week.
Well, there was Monastery Mentor, but people, my friend Tim at Hipsters, like, he's been on that for weeks. Like, that was more of just, like, the fruition of what people were on, I think, than...
What, the Monastery Mentor?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Bouchard's pick of the week on Brainstorm Brewery, man. Like, that's not some new shit. Like, there were so few copies, it was so easy to buy out. One fucking dude bought 8 copies on TCG Player, and everyone went, oh, snap, Monastery Mentor. The dude bought 8 copies. Who cares, man?
I mean,
Monastery
was...
Mentor gets played in Vintage. It's a real fucking card. I think it's cool. But, like, $35 for a foil, was that too cheap? I don't know. I don't know that was too cheap.
Yeah, man, those eternal foils. You have a very short window. I'm still kicking myself I didn't get just like a set of like Swift Spears or something. But whatever. I don't have time to think about that shit.
Yeah.
And I also hope like with like Pro Tours, I hope that people, like, with each Pro Tour, I think, like, the community learns a little bit more. And I hope that we're starting to learn that on day one, someone's going to show up with a fucked up deck, and it may not be doing, you know, it could, whatever. It doesn't have to have any record at all, really, for them to put it on camera. And
nope.
That doesn't mean to, like, go out. So we saw that with, like, from Mana Flare this time, and it's like, whatever. You could tell even that day it was just like, really? Like, because there was, one way you can tell is like, were there any like new cards in that deck? Like, what? That was my question, is like, how did the metagame shift to suddenly make this a deck? And also, what new cards are in this deck? Like, not that many?
No! There's fucking like 0 new cards.
So yeah, like, that's a way where you can really tell it's in standard, where it's just like, well, this deck is like, unless you can name the reason, like, oh, because the meta shifted this way and there's this new card, it's like, is this really going to be a new deck? Probably not. So I think I hope just like the community is learning with each PT, like with that first day kind of like ridiculous spike, you know, to be more discerning. So
yeah, you think that's really going to happen?
Not online. Online, I think there's room to get in and out quickly, but in paper, yeah, maybe. Because if you're like me, it's just it's just logic. It's just like, by the time you get shipped the cards and pay for all the transaction costs, it's just not even worth it if you're not like really sure about the card.
Yeah, well, You're not going to stop people from making impulse decisions because they think they're smart. Like,
you fucking sure ain't.
Just got to, like, counter signal strong and, like, encourage them. Not, like, do that.
Yeah, but the more times people get burned by, like, that weird Friday card that just flares out, you know.
Yeah, well, fuck them, man. Like, you gotta realize that that's some real shit. Yeah. You gotta understand that that Friday card is actually, like, a culmination of a Monday through Thursday card, too. You gotta pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nah!
I'm just curious, like, why...
You gotta fucking pay attention.
You do have to pay attention. It's
and
just...
if you're not paying attention, fuck you! I hope you don't pay attention.
Swag.
Hey, man. It's tough, man. It's hard fucking work. Paying attention to that MTG Finance shit. It's a full-time job, man. You gotta fucking... You gotta either get some other people watching your shit, like QS or MTG Price, or you gotta fucking be on that shit 24/7. Everything's an event. Every fucking top eight, every Moto Daily, every fucking FNM is an event. And that shit affects prices. And if you're not willing to watch that shit, then you gotta get somebody else to watch for you, or you gotta understand that you're gonna lose some fucking value. And that's how it goes.
Especially online, because prices move so fast. Like, I think...
Oh, yeah, because online's way more efficient. In paper, you're like, oh, how do I sell this? And on Moto, it's like, oh, I ship this to a bot because a bot's paying this. Yeah. Moto prices are super efficient, and efficient means the prices change quickly.
Yeah. Nick Befar was talking about that and saying how, you know, it's easy to parlay money in Moto a lot faster, and I agree. But the thing is, like, you can't have a collection. Like, I think what he's talking about is more just having, like, a small set of positions and maybe, like, one deck that you're playing, whatever. But not just, like, sitting there with, like, a broad stretch of cards like you do in paper. Because otherwise, it's just... Unless you're scraping prices, I guess, and updating your own spreadsheet every day to, like, alert you. And even then, it's just, like, too much of a pain in the ass to deal with that. So I feel like it's almost too much to stay on top of to have just a broad collection of Moto cards. Unless, of course, if you buy them when they're at, like, you know, multi-year lows and just forget about it, that's probably okay for staples that you're actually going to use. But it's not like paper where you can just sit on all these cards that you have no use for, and eventually someday they'll, you know, go 10x in value for some reason. But so I guess we touched on the Pro Tour. Something else happened at the Pro Tour.
I mean,
touched one of us close to us.
I mean, we're really late with this news, but
yeah, that's why we're not really talking about the Pro Tour. But
so Jason, have you talked to Ray?
No, man, Ray's fucking boring lately. He's like, oh, I stopped drinking alcohol. I did fucking stand up in Lansing on Sunday, and Ray didn't come out because he's not drinking anymore. So you know what? No, I haven't fucking talked to Ray because he's a boring piece of shit lately.
All right.
I hope you listen to this episode, Ray. You're fucking boring, dog. You were cool when you drank alcohol.
Listen to how cool you could be right now, Ray. Listen, listen to Jason.
Hey, man, I'm not that belligerent. I'm just saying, like, just because you're not... I respect Ray not fucking drinking, man. That's some cool shit. Ray is taking his magic shit a little bit more seriously and saying, hey, I want to be a goddamn professional. I don't want to, like, feel like shit on day two of a GP because I spent all of the night at day one drinking.
Yeah,
dude,
man.
I get that. I fucking respect that, Ray. But that doesn't mean you got to be a bitch and not fucking come and hang out just because I'm at a bar.
But that's,
like,
the thing,
can,
like...
You can drink not alcohol at a bar and fucking support your friend. That's Wait, all what? I'm saying, buddy. Like, I support you, Ray. Support me back, dog.
And that's what we'll talk about for the Pro Tour. That's
I can see where he's coming from, though. Like, I'm the same way. I'm kind of antisocial like that. Like sometimes, like Slick will text me or something and be like, "Hey man, you want to jump on Skype?" And it's Monday. And I'm just like, "No man, I'm not drinking." And he's like, "What do you mean? Like what is that?"
Like, why does one have to do with the other? Like,
no, you know what? Like, Ray's new to the not drinking game. I get that, man. I support that shit. I'm glad that Ray feels like
you need to do that.
He doesn't want
to
drink right now. No, it's cool. It's 100% cool. You know what? He's taking his magic a little bit more seriously. He wasn't sure if he wanted to like be as balls deep on magic as he was, and he came out the other side saying, "You know what? I want to be serious about magic, but like." Drinking's not where I'm at right now. I get that. I understand that 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, like, man, you can come out to a bar and not drink. But maybe he's not ready for that shit. I don't know what that's like. I drink way more now that I'm a comedian than I did when I was a non-comedian. I had a bottle of Jägermeister that I got for Christmas on the top of my fridge for 2 years. You know how fucked up that is for a drinker? But for a non-drinker, you're like, yeah, I don't fucking feel like Jägermeister tonight. I get that. And now they do comedy, I drink a lot more. I get it. That's the thing that happens. But, like, if you're not drinking, that's cool. I support you 100%, man.
You need to do it, man.
But that doesn't mean you cannot. That doesn't mean you don't come out to the bar.
Talking in circles. Yo, I'm just
kidding. Nothing. There's nothing circular about my logic, dog. It's just, it's perfect. That's why it looks like a circle, because it's fucking perfect and logical all the way around.
These are fucking logical circles, man.
I guess if you didn't hear, the epic cheat at the Pro Tour occurred against Ray.
Oh, no, Ray. No. The epic cheat did not occur against Ray, because Ray's like, hey, motherfucker. No, you don't. You do not present me a 53-card deck, cocksucker.
Sure. But the attempted epic cheat, yes.
Yeah, and that was a guy that was fucking turn-one-ing people. And Ray's like, hey, dog, why you gotta give me 53 cards? Like, why doesn't everybody catch this guy?
Oh, man, I wish that was on camera. Like, the moment when Ray just started, like, pile shuffling to see, like, the look on the other guy's face. He's just, like, starting to pile shuffle again.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's like, hey, man, I don't know what's going on, but there may not be the amount of cards that he... Yeah. How do you feel as a piece of shit on camera? Shipping Ray 53 cards. And he counts. That's messed up, man. How do you... And, like, in the era of, like...
Well, it wasn't on camera.
Real matches being on camera. Was that guy not on camera? Okay, fine. But, like, this is the era where, like, high-profile matches are on camera. How are people still cheating? That's crazy to me.
I mean, hey, man. Higher the stakes.
No, I get that. And I get the... If you're, like... Someone like, was the former Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
What was that guy's name?
Jared Botcher.
Jared Betcher. Yeah. If you're someone like that, you get addicted to cheating. I get that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think, like, yeah, you're playing a slightly different game. The game that you're playing is more like, you know, how much can I abuse these magic, you know, pussies, like, more so than actually trying to win at Magic.
I mean,
Because otherwise, it doesn't make any sense, because you know you're eventually going to get caught, and you just, like, made a decision in your mind that, like, unless you're stupid, you've made a decision in your mind, like, well, if I get caught, whatever, I'll just do something else. Like, in the meantime, I'm just going to, like, win at Magic and dominate these people who are too dumb to realize what I'm doing or something. Like, I assume that's what... Because otherwise, yeah, like,
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It is what it is. You know, people are going to do that shit. I'm glad they caught so many people, you know.
And they caught almost everybody.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't know. But, like, they caught a fuckload of people.
So yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah. So
again, we're not gonna give you like any PT recap from a week and a half ago. We're just gonna.
I was already moving on, man.
I know.
You're steering us, man. You're just like sitting passively by, and Slick's like steering us to the next topic. Cause that's all Slick Jagger fucking rolls, dog.
I know, man. Because like everybody's already listened to like 5 podcasts about PT, probably.
Have they? Really? Do you listen to that many podcasts? Why would you listen to like inferior podcasts to this one?
Signaling.
You need to calibrate your signals.
Yeah, I'm just like.
Yeah, I guess listening to shitty podcasts will help you appreciate this one, but like, come on, dog.
It just makes me appreciate you.
I mean, I'm appreciable as fuck.
Yeah. So I saw you. Like, the next topic on the docket is the V-Click reprint, and I know you lashed out on Twitter earlier about
Did I really lash out?
No, I tell
motherfuckers that like, hey, you should have seen this shit coming. Didn't we talk about a V-Click reprint 3 months ago? If you're still hauling onto them and you're like in a position to lose value, you're dumb as fuck. We told you this would happen.
It's true. It was one of like the 20 or so cards we named specifically.
Yeah, dog. Like, if you listen to this podcast, you shouldn't have been holding V-Clicks, and if you were,
you should have been playing
about
with them.
Your value.
Yeah, you should have been playing with them or, like, not holding.
And if you're playing with them, don't sell them, because I don't know that they'll fall enough that, like, you'll be in a position to, like, sell your play copies and then rebuy them later. I don't know if they're going to fall to that extent that you would feel good about selling your play copies. But at the same time, man, like, if you're holding on to them, like, hoping they would go up somehow, that's dumb as fuck.
Yeah, and that's a big question, like, the extent of the print run. Like, the numbers I've been hearing, like, I can't tell exactly, but they don't sound huge. But then again, I guess they can always send another, like, additional shipments at this point. And
yeah, that was like, it's going to be on the, like, an order of magnitude more than MM1. And then some shops are like, we're getting allocated as fuck, and we're buying, like, boxes from shittier stores.
Yeah, but
even Premier Plus stores aren't getting as much as they want, and I really did not see that coming, because I thought that I thought stores would get the allocation that they needed, and it seems like they're not.
I mean, I don't know. On kind of playing devil's advocate, but I think honestly, any number that they threw, they would be like, it's not enough. I mean,
and I think the other thing is. Yeah, that's right. And someone said this on Twitter. Paul Fueto is like, this is their quarter. Like, this is their product for the quarter. This is like part of the way they reset their cadence. You know, their quarterly releases. Like, this is like their product for the quarter. I noticed that like when they did their schedule a few PTs ago, I was like, wow, that quarter isn't going to have any sets. And so this is the set for that quarter. So that kind of tells you like, you know, they're going to want to sell. Some packs, especially since when you listen to the conference call, that's how they gauge Magic, is how many boxes they sold in that quarter. So I feel like there's room for multiple shipments to, you know, same stores, unlike Modern Masters 1. So I'm sort of optimistic about supply in that. I mean, if it's like, I would just be like, if somehow Modern Masters 2 is also just this huge underprinting that can't be directly explained by, like, you know, rate of change in new players or something, like, that would surprise me. I feel like they're probably going to get it right at this point, to the point where they can at least bring down the price of Mythics.
They'd have to, right?
Which, like, is basically what we're talking about. We're just, like, saying, like, they need to, like, calibrate it, find a way that they can affect the price of Mythics and bring Mythics down by like 30% and just, you know, have that kind of stick. Otherwise,
bringing down the price of Mythics is what MM2 is all about, right? They announced Vendilion Click today. Vendilion Click's in Modern Masters. Like, we all said, hey, V-Click's in, but now it's confirmed in. Like, we don't know about Dark Confidant, but I'm, like,
sure.
I'm pretty sure that Dark Confidant's in. Like, whether or not it needs to be is irrelevant, but it's, like, where they thought it was needed to be when they conceived of the set is what matters. And I think everybody had V-Click on their list of mythics. So, this is just, like, it's not necessarily news as much as is confirmation of what we all already knew. But this kind of signals, hey, you know, they're aggressively reprinting mythics that they think are too expensive. And I think V-Click was a little bit too expensive, frankly.
Well, we'll see if it... We'll see.
It will affect the price. Like, even if the print run is on the order of MM1, it'll affect the price. But I really think they're going to print way more because they saw... They did a... What they consider Chronicles 2.0, the sky didn't fall, and they're like, you know what? This didn't go far enough. Because really, what they thought it was going to do is, like, lower the price of Tarmogoyf and Click and Confidant and stuff like that. And the fact that it didn't meant, hey, we can go a little bit farther, not ruin the game Magic the Gathering, but make some of these cards a little bit more accessible. I think that's what they're going to do. So all these shops talking about, hey, their initial allocation is a little bit low. I think they'll get as much as they want a little bit later down the line. Because yeah. I think they have calibrated what they can do for a Modern Master set without ruining Magic.
Yep.
And, you know, and still, like, have an appreciable effect on prices, which is what they wanted to do in the first place.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and I think Bob is definitely... I mean, what else, like, what else would the Black Mythic be? So.
Well, yeah, and they're talking about, like, Bob doesn't necessarily need to be in the set because Bob doesn't get that much play. Yeah, but, like, they didn't know that a year ago when they conceived of this set.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like, the cutoff was probably,
like,
the cutoff was probably December, but yeah, whatever. So, I think it's just, like, Occam's Razor, man. This is, like, in Modern Masters 1, they basically reprinted all the most expensive cards. So, sort of doing the same thing. So,
I mean, it's going to be a really good set, like, regardless. I think the limited format's going to be fantastic. And stores are really excited about getting this in just because they want to draft every box they can get. And it's going to be such a good limited set. Modern Masters 1, say what you want. There was, like, dirtily, like, oh, I'm putting counters on fucking Thalids and shit in green white. That was a little dirty. But, like, man, any archetype you drafted was strong enough to, like, win in that format. I really think they're going to, like, recapture that. Because they have this set in mind. They're going to try to do three things, right? They're going to try to reduce the price of Modern Mythics. And that's going to be your Tarmogoyf, your Bob, your Karn, your Vendilion Click, your stuff like that. It's going to bring the price down in line so that people can buy into the format of Modern. I'm agreeing with that. The second thing they want is they want a good draft format. They want a draft format where there are archetypes laid out where you can draft them and, you know, like, you can have an actual deck. Not just like, oh, I got lucky and opened up a mythic. Like, all the rares are going to contribute to, like, one of the draft archetypes, like tokens or Storm or whatever. That's going to be a thing. The third thing is they're going to jam a bunch of EDH cards in there that are, like, $10 plus. They think should be, like, $3 to $4. And I think that based on how well they did with Modern Masters 1, which, fucking bravo, you did exactly what you said you were going to do. Based on how well they did Modern Masters 1, I think Modern Masters 2 will be just as successful. I think they're going to do all those things. They're going to bring down the price of all those mythics. They're going to, you know, make a good draft format that, like, anybody can draft an archetype based on paying attention to what's getting passed to them. And I think they're going to lower the price of EDH staples to the extent that, like, it's going to make EDH a little bit more affordable. I think they're going to do all those things in Modern Masters 2, and hats fucking off to them, because that's not easy to do all three of those things. And I think they're going to balance them well.
Yeah, I agree with all that. The one thing, like, I did hear some people on Twitter today saying that they didn't actually think the Modern Masters original draft format was like that great, which I had pretty much heard positive things about it. And my experience was not deep enough. Like Hunter Slayton, like basically only does limited. And he was saying he thought that the Modern Master, like, it sort of like forced you into certain archetypes, and it, the format, the limited format wasn't actually that deep, but otherwise,
oh no,
yeah,
it was a set that had the same number of uncommons as rares. So yeah, how fucking dynamic can the format really be when the number of uncommons is the same as the number of rares? Like, I get that he didn't think it was like super dynamic, but at the same time, what can they really do? Because they are handcuffed by the fact that it is primarily a reprint format. So yeah, you're going to get forced into an archetype, but you know what? Just draft that fucking archetype, because the archetype is good. Like, the token stuff in green-white was fine. The, like, Kiki-Jiki Pestermite deck was fine. The Red Storm Pyromancer's Swath deck was fine.
I was a Red-White Giants guy with the...
Red-White Giants was insane! You had Thunderbreak region, yeah, or whatever that guy was.
Yeah,
that
the
was
sweepers.
Insane.
Yeah.
Red White Giants.
That was my favorite guy in the set.
I literally lost one game. One game over three drafts in Red White Giants.
Yeah.
It was better than it was in Lorwyn Block, for fuck's sake. It was so good.
I crushed with Blue Green Suspend, like just Aaron Ephemerons in people's faces.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was...
Okay, they forced you in an archetype, but you know what? The archetype was fucking strong, so just draft it and don't complain. Like, I realize that people, like, kind of want to do their own thing, but at the same time, fuck, man. They told you, like, here's what works, and it worked. So, yeah, it's kind of shitty that, like, you can't do literally anything you want, but at the same time, they kind of force you into certain archetypes... Because those archetypes are what worked in those colors. And they also kind of use that as an excuse. Like, hey, Red White Giants, but here's Stonehewer Giant. And Stonehewer Giant's not great in Red White Giants. But at the same time, we made a $9 EDH card worth $4. So now people can play it. And it's so perfect how they did it. It's so hard. If you told me, hey, we want a set that's going to be fun to draft, but at the same time, you need to make EDH staples more affordable. I'm like, oh, fuck, I could not do it. And they did it, and it was perfect. They did such a good job. I got zero complaints about Modern Masters 1, except, like, maybe if they had a few more booster packs, maybe Tarmogoyf wouldn't have stayed the same price. But I think they've
making
draft archetypes and making cards less expensive, and we can probably print a few more booster packs and not ruin Modern as a format. It's perfect. Like, what are people worried about? Modern Masters 2 is going to be amazing. I can't fucking wait to draft it. And I can't fucking wait for Tarmogoyf to hit $80 instead of $100. I can't wait. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Jason Ault, the optimist, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm never optimistic, for fuck's sake. About anything.
Strong,
what am I optimistic about ever?
Strong counter signals.
I don't even know if I'm going to play in Vegas at this point. In the
There's side events, man, or like, so, yeah, I'm not going to play the main fucking event, but like, I'll play something.
I don't know. I have my reasons.
Oh, look at you and your reasons.
As such, yeah. Per se.
But.
Yeah, man. Well, that we beat that V-Click discussion to death.
No, we didn't, man. We
I know. Jason was he was like 50% repetitive there.
He was looping again.
He was looping. Yeah, it was good stuff, but he was iterating.
Jason just goes into inception, man.
I got points I need to make, man. And if I need to make points to make them, fuck it.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
No, that's not good podcast. Whatever.
But so Vegas, we got some Vegas news in terms of the SVU house.
Well, the
podcasting house.
Yeah.
Well, are we saying
I was just gonna say, like, the first of the four. The first.
Right. Right. The original Brainstorm Brewery, Heavy Meta, Money Draft, Smooth Brothers, SVU Cast House. That house.
Wait. Is this gonna be a Smooth Brothers house?
Yeah, dude, you didn't know Tyrone's coming?
No one tells me shit, dude.
Dude, Tyrone's coming.
Woo!
I know, right? I know. The hype is so real.
So that house is a new house now. For anyone who's listening, like, we had some surprise troubles with the last. Basically, the guy was a scumbag, and suddenly backed out of it like 2 weeks ago. And I was,
hey, man, here's the deal. This guy is a fucking entrepreneur. I get it. We booked super early because we were, like, super confident that this house was going to be in fucking Vegas. Yeah. Okay. But we booked, like, months and months in advance. And this guy's like, hey, you know what? Maybe I don't want, you know, to be locked in.
It's probably what happened. Probably the stupid boxing match, like, somehow raised rates there. So he just, like...
Yeah, could be. And he's like, you know what? I could get more if I cancel on these guys. And you know what? Like, that's his right. As the house owner, I don't like it, but at the same time, man, that's his right. So we know the address of the old place. And
go over there and stalk them with the.
I mean, are we gonna vandalize the place? Not necessarily gonna vandalize it, but I'm like, I'm just saying we know where it is.
I know we can go over there with like 4, 5, 6 different crews at once. So just like
walk up like the like Warriors.
40, yeah, man, we'll come out to play.
Just be like, hey, I thought, you know, this house is unavailable or something because of the.
And all of a sudden, you got motherfuckers in this house. That's weird.
So anyway, the new house is better.
I actually like the new house more because instead of that fucking stupid putting green, which, like, who gives a dicks about a putting green? This house has a grotto for a pool. Oh, yeah. That's a fucking money draft.
I don't know if the waterfall is going to be turned on, but.
I don't know if, like, I care what you think. So,
but
that's
it's
weird.
It's still going to be cool. The pool is. The house is better. Like, you don't have, like, the home theater setup isn't as good, but otherwise, it's just a nicer place. And it's about the same distance from the center of the strip, but it's a straight shot to, like, the center of the strip basically. So for anyone who's listening, like that's the new place.
Yeah.
Me and Marcel just got shit done. Didn't wanna alarm anyone on Twitter or anything about the fact that there was no house for the main Vegas house for like 2 weeks.
We had to do some money draft suppression.
Hey man, that's just a little bit of counter signaling. That's no big deal.
Yeah, like, you know, it's just strong plays only. But yeah, I'm excited.
Oh, are you?
We could have had a tennis court, but. You know,
I don't,
grotto's cool.
I don't,
who gives any dicks about a tennis court or a putting green? A fucking grotto? Are you kidding me? That's ideal. That's fucking money draft.
I don't know, man. Depending on,
I
like,
played
the
tennis
levels
in high school,
shit,
and you know
like...
what? I don't give any tits about fucking tennis. But if you're talking about, like, a grotto, I'm interested.
I don't know if you're going to be interested if the waterfall isn't active. We need, like, I think it's an extra $300 to turn on the waterfall or something.
And turn on the waterfall. What all right, even
I don't.
Trifling,
we need to like
man?
Pass it by the board, the house board.
Oh no, there are 30 people. They'll each have to pay $10 to turn on the waterfall.
Well, I don't know, because the way it's going to work right now, I'm just going to cover. Like it's the house is a little bit more expensive, but I'm just going to cover it for anyone who already paid. So, no, you don't have to like pay more or anything.
That's because you're a gentleman, and a money draft gentleman. We'll
and
cover lesser people.
Marcelo, like, I just, like, we already went through the work of collecting money from you guys, so it's just like,
yeah.
We'll just pretend that, whatever.
Just taking a bite.
Yeah. This was like, I told Marcelo, I was like, man, doing, like, because that guy sort of, like, you know, just canceled us on us, and it was a pain in the ass, kind of, this whole planning thing, but it's all for good. I told Marcel, I was like, man, this was like more of a pain in the ass than doing my taxes. Like, doing my taxes was more fun than this.
Yeah, because you got the Money Draft CPA to do your taxes for you.
No, man, I do my own taxes.
Oh, well, the Money Draft CPA did my taxes.
You might want to look into that.
Might wanna...
Hey, you don't trust the Money Draft CPA, because I trust that guy implicitly. He does good work for, like, nothing.
He might maximize your return. I don't know.
He maximized your mom. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
That means he... No. Yeah.
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 Your mom's hot, but, like, that's not important. I get it.
In 1980.
Hey, man. Wherever Giuseppe was, like, listening to Stevie Nicks, that's when your mom was hot.
Giuseppe? Did you forget Giacomo. About Giacomo?
Is it Giuseppe or Giacomo?
It's definitely Giacomo, man.
Hey, man. Don't correct me. It sickens me.
Oh, man.
I'm having a Pinocchio.
Ah, my car spaghetti is too delicious.
Yeah.
I saw... last weekend was a sweet weekend.
It was so nice out, man.
I mean... I just can't. Well, first of all, because I can't wait for Vegas. I'm just so sick of this fucking weather. Although it's getting nice, so yeah. I gotta say, like, I'm in the mood for tropical, like, right now, though. Just
I need that shit like now.
It snowed in Michigan today.
Right now,
it fucking snowed. Yeah. It's April. We've had like 3 weeks of nice weather, and then it's like, hey, guess what? Eat a snowy dick.
Snowy dicks, man.
I don't want a snowy dick, man. Under any circumstances.
Per se.
Yeah, not per se, man. Even if I wanted a dick, I wouldn't want a snowy one. What's that all about?
I don't know what that's all about at all. Is that code for something?
No, man. Ain't no code. It's just snow dicks in my mouth. Don't like it.
I don't know what that means. I feel like that means something that I can't decode.
JR's fucking nervous right now, man. We gotta move on from snow dicks.
Yeah, man, you just gotta ask yourself, like, why are snow dicks different than regular dicks?
The snow. The snow.
Because there's fucking snowweed, idiot.
Yeah, man.
The last week was not snowy. Last weekend was glorious for some of us.
It was, man. Last weekend was glorious, man. Took a stroll through some botanical gardens in a very Money Draft fashion. Like, just like looking at regal shit, like, breathing it in.
I love that shit.
That
hey,
fucking...
man, you got two New York teams in the NHL playoffs. You should be excited, and you're not.
Nah, man. No.
I don't like sports clowns, man.
Hockey's not sports. Hockey's the fucking Magic the Gathering of sports.
That's a good point. I like that.
What?
Like, any sport that has institutionalized fighting, I could see that.
Yeah, dude, that's that money draft aggression.
Dude, it's a matter
it's,
of
it's more like
it's a matter, it's a matter of like 3 years before fighting's gone from the NHL.
Oh, bullshit,
but
dude.
Still, I mean, It's like
no way, fighting's never gonna be gone.
My God, the only people that are stupid enough to think that it won't be are hockey fans. Like,
sure, but the fact that it's gone this long is pretty impressive.
It's a testament. Yeah, I agree.
It's ingrained in the sport, man. Hockey is fucking institutionalized.
No, like it does nothing for the game. Like
it does everything for the game. You don't even know, dude. You're not a fucking hockey fan. What do you know?
See, yeah, all right. This is what I expected.
Versus momentum, man.
All of my favorite moments in sports histories and sports history are fiascos. So,
anything that was like really bad for the sport, like JR was super into.
Like when Roger Clemens like hit Piazza, and there was almost a fight in the World Series. Like that was the best. Like oh, like the Pedro Martinez, Don Zimmer. Like that was like. The greatest moment in the history of sports right there. So, oh, I'm all about the fiasco, man.
Yeah, there's value in that. There is fucking value in that.
Need to be excited.
Yeah, man.
Otherwise, it's boring. I know what's going to happen. If there's a fiasco, then it's like, oh, yeah, something happened.
I love fiascos, dog. Who doesn't love a good fucking fiasco?
You know, some people just like to watch the world burn. I'm one of those people.
But I like to watch shit grow, too. Like, the botanical gardens, man. Like,
yeah, dude.
That used to be my favorite shit years ago. You know, like, this was, like, 10... I haven't done this since, like, 2001, but maybe, like, take a little mushrooms, maybe go to the zoo, just walk around, look at animals and learn about life and stuff. Be good.
It's like, is the monkey, like, waving at you? Is it not waving at you? Like, does it know my soul?
Yeah, you just go, like, look at the birds, like, the ratites. Think of them as like dinosaurs, and it's like, yeah, man, it's like a dinosaur. It's what it is. You can see through time like that. It's pretty good.
That's that psychedelic iridescence, man.
And just like the weird animals, like any if they have like an aquarium and they have like weird animals there. And
all animals are fucking weird, dude.
Cuttlefish, yeah, that's pretty.
Cuttlefish, some per se.
Some more strange than others. Like, have you ever seen jerboas? They look like mice, but they have, like, these chicken legs, and they hop in the air, like, 1 foot off the ground, like birds.
No, man.
Yeah, man. Like, that kind of shit.
That's some weird shit, dog. I don't know if I can handle that.
If I'm ever, like, ultra wealthy, I may have a zoo and just collect, like, weird animals, you know? And just have be, like...
Put that on my dating profile. Put that on...
I don't know
how you feel about jabroas, but I got them.
JR's dating profile.
I think you feel me when I say that.
I think you feel me if you like think about like really, like why
I've got jabroas.
Why would you have normal animals?
Right. Like, you don't want to go to the zoo and be bored like by livestock, that cheap livestock. Like you need to fork out some cash, get some weird animals. Like,
weird animal. I only have weird animals with huge cocks.
I mean. If you don't have a platypus, like, why even exist?
Yeah, no, that's a fact, man.
That's a bitch zoo if you ain't got a platypus.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
What's a bitch zoo?
To be honest, I don't really like pandas. I think it's too much investment for...
What about, like, one of the, like, red pandas, like the tiny ones?
Red pandas look like fucking...
cheap. Those are basically,
like... Red pandas aren't pandas. They're fucking, they're raccoons, dog.
Yeah, they're basically just, like...
Red pandas are raccoons.
Yeah.
They're more closely related to raccoons than they are to panda bears.
They're like right, Asian man. Trash raccoons or something. Like, they're not that fancy. They're just called pandas for PR reasons.
Which is bullshit, man.
For PR.
They
had a really good
shit.
Publicist.
They didn't earn that panda distinction. They're not even fucking endangered. Red pandas are fucking everywhere in China. The Chinese jungle is shitty with red pandas. So, like, treating them like the fucking endangered panda bears is bullshit and fucking disingenuous.
Yeah,
like
man.
I said, man, they must be...
I got really strong good. Red panda feelings. Fuck you, man.
Strong red panda rhetoric.
I would have all kinds of shit. I would have monkey... Like, you need some monkeys, some apes, then you get some...
No, you just need, like, a silverback, like...
Yeah, but again...
I'm from Battle Creek, Michigan, and we got our fucking zoo game in Battle Creek is strong, dog.
Yeah. What do you bring in?
like you realize the other two guys in the cast are from New York and Philadelphia. Like you better bring some
like,
meat with your zoo game, bro.
Yeah, you say that, but like as far as independent zoos go, like Binder Park is like top 10, turns out.
Huh?
I don't know, man. You need to talk to me about animals.
Like, we need like a link to the site to like look through the iridescence. Like,
we got giraffes and shit.
Yeah,
we got Africa exhibit. Like Battle Creek's fucking zoo is on point, dog.
Do you have any tapirs?
Tapirs are some weak shit.
I know, but they're so weak. They're it's like intentionally weak. It's just like, yeah, that bitch-ass taper. You saw him in a, him in a evolution book.
Oh, God.
They don't have shit going for him, man.
Oh, man. Darrow, have you been to any of the have you been to any of the botanical gardens in New York?
Yeah, man. It was it also had a bonsai room. That was one of my favorite rooms, man.
It's like, bonsai, not bonsai, Daniel-san.
Whatever.
The bonsai room, like, yeah, that's definitely like the two
bonsai.
The two rooms that are like my favorite at the place I was at was it's an old like DuPont estate that converted into botanical gardens. It's called Longwood, and yeah, like the bonsai room.
Bonsai, Danny-san.
And then and then the fucking cactus room is like super
good. Oh yeah, man, the succulents are good. They have some good iridescent patterns and so forth.
Yeah, like they're strong, man.
Yeah.
And then
orchids are good, like the
orchid. No, the orchid room is dope too, yeah. Like
looking at some flowers, learning about some pistils and stamens and so forth.
Yeah, the orchids have like there's just so
pistils
many
and stamens, like that's like flower sex organs, man.
I know, man.
Are you that obsessed with flower sex?
Oh, it's just a reference to my recent Heavy Meta episode appearance.
Oh, you think I listened to that? That's cute.
No, I'm just explaining, like, the joke. I mean,
the funniest part is I literally did listen.
Just to hear him fall asleep? Just...
Yeah, man. Hey, anything JR's on, am I going to not listen?
No, you have to. Like, it's
JR's my fucking
auto
shit,
the
dog.
Best. It's auto...
Yeah.
There were a couple points, like, when I was listening to the episode where I, like, tried to respond.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, dude, you can't... Oh fuck.
That's not the kind of rhetoric that we're about.
Yeah, man.
That was a good time. Thanks for those guys for having me on. Yeah. I woke up the next day. I'm not used to casting for 3 hours like that. I woke up the next day and I was like, shit, I think I passed out and was like asleep for an hour and a half. Like I thought the I was like, oh man, the first half seemed good, but I don't know, man. I think I fucked that up. And then I listened to it and it was fine. I mean, I did pass out near the end, but yeah, you know, got a good 2 hours out of me.
That's more than we've ever gotten.
No, I mean, we've got
the day when we recorded Brainstorm Brewery after this. That was that was the most comparable day.
You passed out.
Yeah,
you passed out halfway through Brainstorm Brewery.
That was a more severe pass out, but that was more of a surprise cast. So you have to balance it.
Have we got to balance it? Have we got to make excuses for you passing out through like halfway through a second podcast? Is Money Draft really that taxing? They're like, I can do Money Draft, but like if you're asking me to do the exact same thing for an hour later, I can't do it. Dude, I'm going to pass out and shit on myself.
You obviously don't know how JR works. Like, if you surprise him, well, you're done. Well, you're done.
You got to surprise me.
Yeah, but like, I know that you won't like completely just shut down.
Won't I?
Surprised.
Yeah, I gotta do comedy later, man. I can't be.
Well, we don't need to.
I can't be day drinking than passing out.
The specific thing that happened when we recorded Brainstorm, it was the episode after our technological, like, hour long rant where I was drinking and escalating my drinking massively.
I was escalating drinking.
At the end of that cast, I was saying to myself, all right, I'm done. I need to get the fuck off Skype. And Jason is all of a sudden like, all right, you guys want to record Brainstorm? And I was like, oh, man. Like, I'm not going to say no, but I can't say no. Like,
didn't I?
Yeah.
I tempted you with some shit.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
So I went on to handle my business on Brainstorm Brewery. I said said a few things. Took a nap. Up. Said goodnight.
Said some stuff and some things.
That nap casting.
Shit happened. Hey, man, that's podcasting. That's that podcast life.
But yeah, I do like the botanical gardens, man. It's
I love botanical garden. You know who loves botanical gardens? My wife.
Yeah, man. Like, well, if you enjoy botanical gardens as much as JR and I, then like you probably have like a solid date in the pocket,
yeah, exactly.
Like every like quarter.
Exactly. I mean, I can't say I enjoy them as much as zoos.
Here, near the fucking Grand Rapids botanical gardens, the Frederick Meyer Gardens, and they got those butterflies, and they got that Chihuly glass blowing exhibit and all that shit.
Yeah, I'm not that. I don't like glass blowing for some reason. Like, I feel pressured
to buy
shit.
That's because you're fucking glass blowing games weak, man.
No, man, it's just like I feel pressured to buy shit from these people. I don't need to just be sitting here watching you blow glass. Sometimes it's nice, but for the most part, I'd rather look at plants and animals and things that don't expect anything of me.
At this point, your parents probably don't expect anything.
Just observing things.
Fuck. Just like thinking about things.
Ooh. Yeah.
So yeah, man. I the next thing on the docket is the Star Wars trailer, but
that was insane, dog.
Do I lose my nerd pass if I tell you guys I haven't watched it?
Nah, whatever.
You'll watch it right the fuck now, King.
I didn't. First of all,
I want your fucking opinion because I thought it was awesome.
Before we move, I didn't tell you what I did with my Saturday. I went to my grandmother's 95th birthday, and that was
grandmother's
sweet.
Still alive?
Yeah, man. Like
I got zero living grandmothers.
I know. I could see how that
they
would
all love
be.
Cigarettes more than they love being alive.
I know. Those are my grandfathers. Both my grandfathers like died in the early 80s, but both of my grandmothers lasted and like my like. One grandmother died a few years ago, and I still have one going, so that's cool. But yeah, I almost took, like, a thoughtful picture. Like, that was going around this weekend, the deep in thought selfies.
Oh, yeah.
Started. I almost took one in front of her, like, wall of like, Trotskys and little dolls and stuff.
Oh,
like,
dude.
A really sad face. But I couldn't do it because if she saw me doing it, she would have, like, somehow known that I was, like, somehow making fun of her, you know? Like,
yeah,
I make fun of her, but it just would have been like I couldn't explain it, you know. But that would have been like so. I really wanted to do that. Just like a big wall of like all these old dolls and stuff, representing my own thoughts about families and having families and not having families and so forth. That would have been good, but.
Yeah, man.
At least I get to capture it in a way here.
That's great, man.
So
that was my Saturday, pretty much. I also had an uncle at dinner. He was like, "You don't like eggplant, man? This kid is an Italian. You should get him like a potato or something." And I was like, "What are you trying to say, bro?" Like,
yeah, but like, Giacomo loves his eggplant.
Giacomo definitely loves his eggplant, man.
I think it was a comment on my rate of drinking, but that was it was a highly aggressive remark.
Yeah, it sounds like he hit you with
you think
some strong
shit.
Does
your fucking uncle think he can outdrink you? Is that what's going on?
No, he's not. He's all dry and stuff, and he's like talking shit about my drinking.
Oh,
so, I mean, he can't if he can't take it, you know. Sit down, old man. Like. Coming to me with like rhetoric, like I don't understand your signals that you're sending about the fucking potato. Like, yeah, I understand. You're like fucking potato. I understand what you're saying.
You fuck.
I hate when people are so stupid that they think they're being subtle, but they're obviously insulting you to your face.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he was
That's
just
the
trying
worst,
to insult
man.
You to your face.
Yeah.
If my uncle ever did some shit like that, I would bust a beer bottle and give him some fucking. A new fucking face tattoo.
I got a couple uncles. It would depend for me.
Yeah, they're all Cuban, though, so, like...
Well, half of them are.
Ah, it's all of them, man. Don't lie to me.
Okay.
Okay, man.
My mom was cool.
But... Cuban uncles, man. It's no big deal.
My mom was cool, though. We were talking about... well, we weren't talking about Vegas, but I mentioned like the bullshit with the house and stuff, and my stepdad was like, well, why don't you guys just like rent a car when you're down there to get to the house? And my mom was like immediately like, well, no, then they can't drink.
Yeah, your mama knows.
Oh, your mom's still momming. That's awesome.
Nobody loves you like your mama loves you.
That's what my mom was saying.
But it was a strong response.
Vegas, don't get in the goddamn car.
Yeah.
My wife's like, don't fuck any prostitutes. I'm like, why not?
I'll bring you back gifts we can share forever.
Yeah, what if I brought her back a prostitute that was a fucking unicorn prostitute? Wouldn't that be the best gift? But no, my wife's like, I'm socially anxious around other people.
I'm socially anxious around sex workers.
Yeah, my wife has turned down unicorns that wanted to fuck me on the strength of my comedy. You believe that shit?
Yeah, man. She needs to get comfortable with your comedy groupie.
Thank you.
Ism zone that you're going to get into.
This, like, severe bender of life.
When you start becoming successful and things become untethered completely. That's awesome.
Sorry, I didn't want that to happen.
Yeah, man, she's got to learn to deal with some actual success. If she can't deal with moderate success, I don't know what she's going to fucking do when I get, like, raw successful.
I don't know, man.
I complain, right? Probably.
Every it sounds jadic, but I need to say it. Every man dreams of becoming so successful that he has to divorce his first wife.
Hey, you know, that's legit, man.
I do not agree with that statement.
I know, it's just a joke. It's a joke, but I had to say it because I thought of it.
As a married guy, I can see that shit. And we don't believe in divorce, so every guy dreams of murdering his first wife and getting away with it. And I'm cool with that, dog. That'll fucking teach her, right?
You just don't get divorced, man.
I won't get divorced. I'll kill her. I'll be like, oh,
I thought we talked about this.
Missing wife's body, please.
No, we talked about this a few episodes ago.
About how you're like,
no murders.
Be murdering.
No.
Find my missing wife's body. I can't find it anywhere. I'm so sad. I can fucking... Oh, really? I can do stand-up comedy, but I can't act? I can definitely play it up for the cameras. Oh, somebody find her. I don't know. Where'd she go?
Yeah, you can act better than Harrison Ford. He always says the same thing.
I want my family back. Yeah.
I want my family back. I'm the president of the United States.
Get off my plane.
Yeah, it's always the same thing.
I can act better than that fuckstick. People won't believe I actually think I don't know where my wife is.
Yeah, I'm a little scared with Star Wars. I don't know.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. Shut up. It's
going to
be great. Everything you ever wanted is going to be in this movie.
The one thing that disturbed me about this trailer was at the end when the Millennium Falcon was flying inside shit. Like, I don't like the idea of the Millennium Falcon flying inside shit. It's too much. If that makes any sense. Like,
hey, they're home.
Nah, I don't know, man.
He told Chewie that they're home. Do you not believe him?
I'm not sure yet. I don't know if we are home.
I think we're home. Well, I think this is going to be... This is a Star Wars movie by a Star Wars fan, not fucking George Lucas, who doesn't understand... George Lucas is like Kevin fucking Smith, man. He doesn't understand why people liked his early movies. But fucking J.J. Abrams understands why people liked early Lucas. It's going to be a real fucking good movie.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, Star Wars was not, like, as a transcendent part of my childhood as, like, most of the people I interact with on a daily basis. But the movies were sweet. I'm pretty hyped. You know?
Good, get hyped. Those movies are gonna be fucking the tits.
Yeah, I should probably like watch the trailer and shit. Although I've seen like I haven't like I've seen the trailer in like GIFs. But not the full thing. Oh man. Have you done any guest spots on any shows lately?
No, nobody wants me on their fucking podcast. Why do you want me on your podcast? You fucking magic nerds.
I don't know, man.
Are you shitting me? You know what a great fucking guest I am?
If I tell
Are you kidding me?
If I tell Kevy that if I tell Kevy how drunk you are, you might be able to join the call.
Hey man, I can't do it tonight. I can get this drunk on another night. You don't think I can get this drunk? All it took was a little bit of day drinking, man. Some fucking dude I used to play Magic with opened his own fucking brewery in Kalamazoo called One Well. And we went there, and I got a flight, and then I got some more booze, and I got shit-faced. And everything that he fucking is making is on point. And it's my old Magic buddy, and I'm real fucking proud of him. So you know what? Magic people can make real shit happen.
Brewing some stuff.
Brewing some actual shits.
I can't talk about my brews on this show. Because I do actually play Magic for like 12 hours a week. But no one wants to hear about it on this show.
It's basically self-muppetry.
But I'm laying the groundwork for something someday, maybe. For someone else. But it is self-muppetry, it is. It's less self-muppetry than like rock chest bringing my own cue, but...
Yeah, that's fair.
I can see that. I'm telling you, man. There's some real shit going on. Some actual shit.
Yeah. So yeah, man. The Rotisserie League, like, I'm gonna talk about it.
Talk about it, man. That Rotisserie League is fucking dildos.
I don't know. I think it's sweet, man. Like, I want to do it.
Yeah, I don't have any info on what went down aside from the fact that Marshall won. I want to see how BDM did with his twin deck. I would be surprised if he weren't in the top half or whatever. I want to see how Rashad did with his dredge deck and Sam Black did with his like ramp deck. I guess Aaron Forsyth lost in the final, I guess Aaron Forsyth came in second to Marshall. So that sort of makes sense.
I don't know. I'm just more interested in like possibly like doing something like that, with a group of friends. And I know, Eve, who I met through Jay Boosh, he's a fucking, a fellow Dota player, although he's far, far better. he told me to reach out to him because he wanted to seriously put it together as well. So I've just been lazy as fuck. But like, if we have some interest, I think it'd be fun if we could find the card pool on Modo to do it. Nah,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm sure we could. I mean, it's not that hard. It's like, I mean, that's why, again, I've been, like, hesitant to get into Hearthstone, because I'm just like, Magic is already 10 different games, and I don't even play enough Magic.
My God, you said it. I didn't bring it up.
Sure.
But Hearthstone.
Sure.
Oh, man. That's just so much fun. New cards are coming out right now.
Oh, really? I thought you said, like, a new set wouldn't come out for a while.
So, what they did... So there's two kinds of sets. There's like a normal set with like packs, and then there's adventures that are single player modes that you can play through to unlock specific cards. So it's really like a set like you think of in Magic, where like you have packs and you open the cards, but then there are other things like it's almost like kind of like dual decks, but like
all right, sure.
If you like, but when they do that, they release it like over 4 weeks. So like you can buy it, but you don't get it all at once. So like there's waves of new cards released each week. And the last one is actually tomorrow. So pretty hyped for that.
Are you? Are you hyped?
Yeah, man. I've been wrecking house with Druid. I had a 10-0 run in Arena last night, which was fucking sweet, and it was on the stream. Yeah. So.
Nobody watches your stream, dog.
I mean, you're right, but, like, they should.
My boy fucking boy Joey D watched your stream.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't get a lot of viewers, but, you know, like, I usually, like, with Magic, I usually get between, like, 15 and 30 to like upward, sometimes up around like 40 or so. And then like with Hearthstone, it's like 12, but it's like
get
sweeter.
More Magic viewers than fucking Hearthstone.
Yeah.
That's surprising, dog. Seems like more people like that Hearthstone bullshit.
Yeah. But there's already like such a saturation of streamers. Like
the saturation, man.
Like if I get stream Magic, like, you know, you don't have to scroll down the page to see me. Whereas, like, in Hearthstone, like, you have to refresh. Like, so. But it's fun. Yeah, and I don't know why people are so angry about it.
I think my theory is that there's lots of bullshit that you see on Twitter that you don't care about that is essentially noise to you. But you don't want to be a dick and never, like, say anything. So you're just like, whatever. I like this person, but they like this thing that I don't give a shit about. And, you know, if there's going to be a certain amount of tweeting about this, whatever. But I feel like Hearthstone is that kind of thing. And it's so, since we're centered on Magic, it's easy to lash out at that. Because it's sort of impersonal. It's just like, get this shit off my fucking feed. Like, I don't give a shit. Fuck this. I don't want to hear about it. Just take it out of my mental space. And I think that's kind of what it is.
But, yeah. I don't know. I mean, you should probably just, like, get with it, man.
Probably. But, again, like I said, like, Magic is so huge. I think people feel like they're already so many thousands of dollars deep into this game, and they're to even justify the money that they already have buried in this game, like, and since, and also since it's a better game overall, like, why not just focus like, on this and be better at Magic than...
And I get it, but it, like if you're like a child, right? Like, or you're like a student, or you're like, you know...
I get it, right?
Like you paid like, you outlaid like $400 for your standard deck. And like, that's it, right? But like, in my, like, you know, I, for like around $250... You can own all of the cards in Hearthstone.
Yeah, I guess in terms of economics, there's no, like, the sunk cost thing doesn't really matter.
Yeah, know? Like it doesn't. Like you're literally like, you're in. Yeah, people are like, oh my god, you pay. I'm like, dude, you don't know what the fuck. I'm a Magic player. Yeah. Like, you don't know what spending money on gaming is. Like, people complain about video games going up from like $50 to $60, and it's like.
Right.
Like, what the fuck do you mean? That's the movement on one card. I need 60 for a deck. Like,
which is like the same thing as buying like, you know, like 8 cartridges in 1980, like $40 cartridges for your Nintendo, or whatever. Like,
yeah, like think about like, yeah, like you could buy, like, it's cheaper to go out and buy a PS4 than like most modern decks. Like,
yeah,
you know.
In that sense, when you think about it, yeah, the value is just like, wow, how is this even, like, not crumbling already?
Yeah, it's fuckery, man. Like,
pure fuckery.
It's the same kind of culture that has, like, you know, 100 Magic podcasts to some extent.
And no good ones, except for this one.
I mean, that's fair.
We're the only good Magic podcast. You know what kind of pressure that fucking puts on us? You think we like being the only good Magic podcast? We don't. We don't fucking like it. It's hard. It's hard on us. Every week we gotta fucking produce. Every other podcast sucks a billion dicks.
I wouldn't say every week.
Every single other podcast is garbage. But you know what? We fucking somehow summon the courage to fucking give you good content week in, week out. And what do you fucking give us back in return? What love. Do you do for us?
Love.
That's what I gotta ask you. You gotta ask yourself, what am I doing to make fucking Money Draft feel like they're the best fucking podcast? And if it's not a lot, then you're fucking doing it wrong. And you gotta ask yourself, shit, why am I not being a fucking better fan? I don't know. I can't tell you. I can't tell you why you're not being a better fan. But what I can tell you is that you're not being a very good fan.
Fans are good. I feel love.
Are they?
I could always feel more love. Yeah, I could always feel more love. But...
well, you can tell. I don't care what
This is the podcast.
It's good to just do voice exercises. Like, I was once.
I know that. No, you think I know that?
Yeah, man. Sit there and make noises. Like, if you're trying to do voices, just.
Doing voices, making noises.
Making noises. Just noise repetition. Money draft.
There have been aggressive farts, man.
I don't know about aggressive. Like, I haven't, like,
I know about aggressive. I think it's aggressive.
I haven't gotten all up in your area and, like, dropped a, like, a level 3 fucking, you know, like a hanger.
Fucking hanger.
Those, like, oh, man, I those heavy, like, that. Heavy atomic weight hangers that just, like, there's some mystery.
Hang in the fucking air.
Yeah. Like, sometimes, like, most farts go away right away, but sometimes you get those ones that just, like, they stay for, like, 5-10 minutes, and it's like, what the fuck? Money draft. It's it's drunk Bill Cosby talking about it.
Hello, everybody! It's Bill Cosby here, because what's happening? It's time to play Russian roulette with the shot. One of these shots has some roofie in it, and the rest of them don't. Everybody's like a shot.
Fuck.